This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Snow show tomorrow morning, 6 to 10, watch you sit mountain, see you there, bring a guest lead. I assume we, Curtis, are we doing guest leads tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And dueling savants also, because it's a Friday, you, V. Scheim, Red Sox, wait. Pokemon knowledge.
I'm going to just watch Jeff Fry take grounders this afternoon in preparation.
All right. Well, come out tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see you at Watch You Sit. And we'll be there tonight from 5 to 7 for a pregame. As the tournament gets underway, full swing today, and join us for that at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett. I know we got to get the Hill Notes, but this is Mark from Connecticut. Hey, Mark.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
We have huge news, maybe, but Wiggy, Scheim, what is it going to take to not make Diggs leave and get a contract signed? What is it going to take, numbers-wise? I want this guy. I know he's a diva. Doesn't matter. Every number one wide receiver is a diva. You need this guy in that wide receiver room.
I think you can get him for like a 1 year, you know, $12 to $15 million.
I was thinking the Cooper Kupp number, 15.
Yeah, and then maybe throw some incentives on there where, you know, if he performs, it can bump up a little bit, but somewhere in that price range. Because he's on a one-year prove-it deal anyways because of the ACL injury. So no matter where he goes.
Do you want him?
I'll take them all. Yeah, like they should have not. You should not let him leave the building.
And I would add this, Mark. I would absolutely take him because they need him. And you're guaranteed, see what you think, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
2 games a year, he's going to dominate against the Bills because he's going to take that personally. He's going to want to say, look what you guys are missing. Oh, God. Let's do it, please.
Yeah. Well, and you worried about Drake May being able to handle him?
Of course not. And if he's a dink, it's a one-year deal. Who cares?
Right.
To get rid of him. Like, it happens all the time.
And isn't Vrabel a good enough coach and Josh McDaniels? They've been around long enough to know, okay.
They've dealt with divas.
Yeah, and how to handle guys like that. Don't you think Josh knows, like, all right, if Steph Diggs is our best receiver, we're going to get him the football? Mm-hmm. So if we're getting him the football, then he's probably not complaining.
That was his issue in Buffalo, right? I mean, I know he and Josh Allen didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, his issue was that he felt like they kind of kept him out of the game plan. So, and that's what most receivers' issue is, anyways, is that they feel like you're not utilizing me the way that I should be. Like, but if he's a great receiver, then we should be utilizing him.
Yeah.
So,
And the question has been asked a billion times on the Subaru of New England text line this morning. Why do you want him? He's hurt. You want him because he's the only option available to you.
Right, can we right have now? Like a, you know? I we all know. I've had a couple you know moments where everybody sat me down and had an intervention. We need an intervention with the Patriots front office and the Patriots in general and their fan base. This is no longer a great team that can build around the periphery and doesn't have to take gambles. They have to. They stink. You've won 8 games in 2 years, and one of those was because the other team didn't want to win, and you had Joe Milton. So it's really 7.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Where are all the women in the Hill Notes? Either they're not calling in, or they're being bumped. Half you men, you're grumpy, you call in criticizing every little bit. Go take a pill, or go take a tub, or go do something. Wah!
Good point. Is Jackson silencing the women?
Oh,
yeah.
I never thought about that.
I did have a woman come up to me at the Greg Hill event for St. Patty's Day. Says, hey, I leave Hill Notes, but they never get played.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Internal investigation.
Was that Millie? Because I got cornered by a woman there, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, cornered is not a nice way to put it.
Yeah, well, she just wouldn't stop.
You know, I don't remember the names, but...
Very nicely.
Yeah, so she had dark hair, like Courtney's color hair, and she came up to me and said, you know, who runs the Hill Notes? I said, yeah.
It's Jackson who picks the Hill Notes.
Well, Jackson
said... So if
he's
leaving women... It sounds kind of like incel tendencies if he's leaving women off.
Well, he said Shime picks them.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said Shime and Curtis picked them.
Oh, Shime and Curtis.
I haven't touched them in weeks.
He said he puts all of them in, and then you guys
decide.
Pick them.
Okay, so then he's not doing his job in the first place, because his job is to get rid of the ones that stink.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. What a show. What a great show. A fantastic show. People tell me... Sports radio is the backbone of American culture. That's what I call it. The backbone of American culture. Radio hosts are typically very stupid people. Ugly, stupid people. These are wonderful people. Beautiful people. And the numbers, their numbers are so great. Some of the best numbers. Only getting better. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Wow, the president calling.
Yeah, I love when
Pretty
Trump
good,
calls.
Actually.
Wow.
Love a good Trump.
There are some good Trump impersonations out there. But
I try to work on mine.
You do? Yeah, please keep working on it. You've mastered the Jamaican impression, but other than that, please keep working.
Good morning, guys. Smurf checking in. Just want to say thank you. I had to take yesterday off for a day of mourning. Tuesday night, I had to make the hardest decision of my adult life, and I had to put down our dog, Bella. She lived a good life. She was about to be 14, the yellow lab, great dog, but she was in a lot of pain and very sick, so we made the ultimate decision to let her get her wings. You guys make me laugh every day, just like you did today. Love you guys. Have a great time at the ski resort. Stay blessed.
Oh, sending a big hug.
It's
That's
a great
really
thing
hard.
About Hill Notes is we go from Trump to an emotional one.
Yes.
Then we know there's an angry Principal Dave coming.
Yeah, Greg, Christopher Scheim here. I just wanted to let you know because of Awaken 180 that my swing is so much faster, and I guarantee I'll beat you by at least 4 strokes. I bet my Charizard and Squirtle card on it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that one.
9-hole match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what format we're going to use, but 9 holes.
Match play? Just do you want to play? We can do match play. We can do stroke play. Your choice. Doesn't matter.
I thought there was only one way to play golf.
No, in head-to-head, you could play match play, for instance. So you just, if you win a hole, you get a point, basically, and you go 9 holes until somebody wins.
Oh, okay.
Or you could play stroke play, which is just you keep your score
so
on every
always
hole.
In it. To answer the question, if you want Scheim to be in it for the whole 9 holes, and then we're going to need to play stroke play as opposed to match play, because I will...
If it's match play, Greg, we'll be done in 5 holes.
I'll have you shut down in 5.
Oh, I always thought
maybe
it was 4. The score.
Dormy. Mathematically, you're going to be dormied.
All right.
Can we not say stroke so much in front of Greg, please?
All right. I just learned something. I always thought it was the score that was played at the end.
Well, there's multiple ways.
You ever watch the Ryder Cup by any chance? No.
Okay.
Hey, Hillman. I agree. You really should start referring to Maine as your abandoned home continent. You seem to be more of a Nantucket Knob these days.
Wow.
It is true.
Yeah. What?
I shifted gears.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
I mean, you go for that one weekend to Maine.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we go. Well, I go up. I sometimes go up on the 4th. I don't know. I don't go as much. Not really. Yeah. I'm really more of a Nantucket person now. Yeah. I don't know.
But you can't claim Nantucket because you're only a visitor.
Right.
Until you purchase a house out there.
So it can't be my adopted home island.
No, you can't. Because you just
Mac Island. Mac is my remains my home island.
Mac and Hash Brown Island.
Yeah, Hash Brown Island. Yeah, now I'm the president of Hash Brown Island.
You and Ken.
Good morning show. You just never know who might be knocking at the back door tonight at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett in beautiful Princeton, Mass. In Central Mass, Greg. It's Central Massachusetts. Have a great day, everybody. Even you, numbnuts.
All right.
Wow, okay. Angry Principal Dave making an appearance.
Possible appearance.
Like, sounds like APD is going to be there tonight. Yeah.
Sadly, I may not.
Yeah. Probably going to have the ex drop him off because she has a date.
Right.
But good, we'll get to see Angry Principal Dave tonight. Love it.
I mean, great. I mean, what a very well thought out, funny message.
Good morning show. For all of you geography buffs out there, Princeton is the town directly north of Rutland, which is the geographical center of Massachusetts, hence Central Mass.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Rutland is the geographic center of our state.
Wow. The more you
know. Excellent. Okay. And we'll be out there, Westminster, Princeton, all of those places. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to see you tonight. And can't wait to see you tomorrow morning for the snow show.
Who has an older soul, DMs or Greg's nasty flip-flops?
Hey!
Yeah, that was a good one. Hey, women
really
are killing
one.
It tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Jackson is allowing some women women obviously have been leaving Hill Notes left and right. Jackson's been cutting them off, or Shime. I don't know who it is.
I asked Jackson how they were today. He said, they're okay. They have cooties.
Sounds like the ladies are putting the erotic fiction down for a moment and leaving Hill Notes, which I am a fan of.
The smut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, Wiggy. Melissa down in Newport. Hey, listen, I love you. You crack me up. But man, I think you need to take some flex time. You are all over everybody's rear end. And it's not like you. So I think you need to just bite the bullet, not go for the record, and take some flex time so you don't get yourself fired.
You could never be fired.
I've been fired many a time.
Newport, a great thing. Great take.
Another lady right there.
Newport is a great take.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take off season as well.
Yes. Really fun off season.
It really is.
Yeah. Shoulder season, I really like.
What is it?
Shoulder season.
I don't What's know what that? That is.
The fall and the spring.
Oh.
So it's middle of, like, it's not fully off season. Shoulder season.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Shoulder season?
Yeah, nobody's heard that.
Oh.
Courtney must be a coastal grandma thing.
Courtney is from a whole new world.
Dictionary, shoulder season, a travel period between peak and off-peak seasons.
Huh? Yeah. Greg, there's a real easy dad one that's just waiting out there. But
I don't want to get on nobody's ass. I do not want to get fired. You're fired. Huge.
Greg, I can picture it now. Wiggy driving the WEEI short bus. And Jackson in the back, licking the windows.
I did. It was like a party bus more than a short bus. But that's what we drove at Alamo back then. You needed a CDL to drive the big one.
Oh,
and I didn't have a CDL. I just had the regular driver's license.
Hey, Greg. It's Butter Guy. Just wanted to say thanks for the shout out. I am happily engaged to Natalia. We're doing awesome. But yeah, you, Coco, Wiggy, Curtis, Shime, and Jackson, I love all you guys. I listen to you every single morning. A few shout outs in Twitch. Christy, Joe, Ephraim Brockton, Top Gun, Johnny Cakes, and the rest of you guys. You're all super nice. I highly recommend people go to road shows and meet people from Twitch. They're all fun.
Yeah. Oh, so nice.
Butter
and I will say, some of the women in Twitch, I felt like were a little bit shocked that he was engaged. Like, they were upset.
Oh, really?
They feel like maybe they missed out on Butter Guy.
Oh. I thought you were suggesting that he has been less than honest with the ladies.
No. I think that they had crushes on Butter Guy.
Oh, really?
And
Greg has always had a crush on
I do have a crush on Butter. Will we be invited to the wedding?
Great question.
Would you go to a listener wedding if you were invited?
I love weddings.
Oh
my God. I love weddings. Yeah. I'll be there with gift.
Yes. Courtney loves it.
Yeah.
I would also say, in all sincerity, that the Butter Guy was the first real, like, viral moment of a road show when he arrived at Old Orchard Beach in the Butter costume.
Right.
Have we met Butter Girl?
Natalia. Oh, no.
Yeah, have we met Natalia?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we have or not.
But I would love to.
Yeah. She dresses up as a crescent rule, and then they intersect.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, Jermaine, why don't you pick a category?
I'll take flex time for 400.
The answer is 12.
How many flex days is Courtney used?
That was a good one right there.
He has been all over me for that. So
no, I've been more on Greg than anybody.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. He's been on me.
Yeah.
Calls me a soft manager.
Oh. Right. Because you're always yelling at.
Oh, my gosh, we know. So we know.
I'm just trying to. What's the saying?
Keep it real?
No.
Keep it 100? Keep it a buck?
Pot, meat, kettle?
Cap, no cap?
No, pot, meat, kettle?
Greg, I don't know why you're so surprised that people read smut books. I'm surprised that, like, how long it's taken you to try to make a sourdough starter.
Courtney said, oh, I'm sure Lindsay reads smut. Reach out. I reached out to her and said, do you read smut? And her answer was, what is that? It sounds dorky. So apparently.
I'm shocked. Color me shocked.
She doesn't need any erotic literature.
Right.
Oof. And you got the real thing at home.
Okay.
It's true.
Good morning, ladies and gents. Thanks for all the laughs in the morning. I just wanted to provide an update on Courtney's news story from this morning about the gentleman getting stabbed outside of the McDonald's. Rumor has it he's going to be fine. He was just stabbed in the McRib.
Okay, pretty good. Not bad.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Okay, time for leads. You're up, Shime.
Yoked Pokemon nerds. Rule the world! Check out this video of Olympus the Slap Fight outside of Target.
Okay. Text line says, talk sports. Go ahead, Curtis.
I'm right. You're all wrong. Brady. Ah.
Wow, glad I'm on this side of the glass. Okay, go ahead, Courtney.
The astronauts that were stranded in space are coming home tomorrow. I think the first thing I would want is french fries from McDonald's.
I would think you want Botox, but okay. Okay, Joe Schmo in the car, what do you got?
Quarterback, talk sports!
Okay, you're gonna love my lead, Joe. Jim Morrison's alive. Eat those ratings, Joe.
Oh, he's good.
So good, he nails it. So good. He really does. And some people say, I don't want to hear from the same people. I don't mind hearing from the
Me
same
neither.
People.
Oh,
when excellent.
It I is am always
when it is that guy.
Pleasured when yeah. I hear okay. Hill notes. That is a pleasure.
Okay. So there's one more, but like I need a ruling first.
Okay.
Angry Principal Dave left two.
Oh, my God.
He's not allowed two, right? You're only allowed one? Everybody gets one?
Is it good? If it's bad, it's probably better.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, go ahead. I don't care.
All right, here's Angry Principal Dave for a second time.
After listening to the talk about the pre-diabetic nine-hole golf tournament yesterday, it got me to thinking about Seinfeld, Wiggy. Who is more of the Milosh on the morning show? Greg, Shime, or both of them? My vote is both.
Right. Meanwhile, while he's leaving Hill Notes, there's a kid choking on a hot dog in the cafeteria. And
the Hill Notes
doing
are so
anything.
Good.
How does I he can't do the Heimlich. I'm leaving a Hill Note.
What do you think are the ideas he finds unfunny?
All right. Great job again. Yeah. Great job.
Yeah. Maybe Shine might be more like Milo. She might send his lady to somebody's house if he feels like he doesn't want everybody to know he can't play golf.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you every single day by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric.